movies have prime time, television has prime time, and prime time is whenever everything is going fine. List birthdays as our prime time. You can do that, I can do that. And the more we do that, the happier we are about it all. List birthdays as our prime time. We're coming up upon the Christmas time next month, and when Christmas pops around, it'll be a time of the birthday of the Christ child. Now, though 2,000 years ago and more, this little baby was born on earth, and this little baby was a fabulous being, and the Christ in each of us was very much present in Jesus the Christ child. Very much present. And when Jesus was at his prime time, was he living as a child? Was he living as a young man? Was he living in any other way than at his perfect age? Was he living at any other time than his prime time? He lived in his prime time. We read the stories of his travels, we read the stories of his adventures, and they were all prime time stories. What is the prime time of our life? Is it our birthday? Our birthday wants to remind us that, tick, we have clicked off another year, and we're another year older, and that we have now heading downhill or uphill or around the hill or whatever we're doing, and we say to ourselves, we're older, and little children like to add their age by portions. I'm 6 1/2, I'm 6 3/4, and adults like to have their age be the year before. I'm not quite what I'm going to be. And then adults like to say, 40 years old, 50 years old, 100 years old, and all the time some ugly little expression that this is not the prime time. Now, can you remember your prime time? And you can't. But you can't remember your prime time because at the time you were living it, you just thought it was great and you thought nothing about it. But now let's just play our game now. Our birthday comes along, and now let's call it our prime time. What is the prime time, just say, of the body? You have a body. Now, what is the prime time of your body? Let's say you're 25 years old, you're 30 years old, you're 18 years old, whatever year you want to give yourself. And what picture do you have in your mind of yourself at that age? I like to say I'm 25 years old. And I've been 25 years old all my life. And I love it, and I love it, I love it. And what happened when I was 25 years old? I lived my life to the fullest. I see everyone glorious and beautiful. Everybody sees me glorious and beautiful. All the world is a wonderful place. All the world is a happy place. All the world is magnificent. This is how I see my birthday. This is how I see my prime time. Oh, we talk about an artist, they're in their blue period or whatever, as they're doing their painting or sculpting or writing. And we say, oh, surely Shakespeare could not have written all that is given under his name. Why not? Why not? Just like Mozart. Mozart didn't have to learn the things he wrote. He listened within, and he copied whatever came to his heart and soul from the divine within him, and he did not have to edit one single note, not one erasure. He wrote it down perfect, and he wrote volumes, and he wrote massively, and many others. We have many fantastic people who are great creative people, and at their prime, they're just roaring away. Some even at a great bodily problem at the time they're in their prime, but their genius is at a peak. Their genius is flooding out into the world. and how great it is. How great it is. It's you. It's somebody else other than them that looks at their problem, looks at their limitation at the time that they're doing their creating. Not they. They look at themselves and say, oh, I've got this music to write. I've got this story to tell. I've got this sculpture to make. I've got this work to do. And I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. And when they do a sketch, it's a masterpiece finished. When they write a book, it's a masterpiece finished. When they tell a story, they reveal that story from the depth of their heart and soul. They're at their prime time. What age is that? Were they 3, 4 years old? 5, 8 years old, like Mozart? Were they young people? Were they teenagers? Were they a prodigy child? Or were they in their 20s? Like Einstein was in his 20s when he wrote the theory of relativity. Maximum theory that still boggles the minds of scientists all over the world. And perhaps they were 30, maybe they were 40, maybe they were 50. And we know Picasso, he changed his method of painting at the age of 80. And he went into a different mannerism. And our dear friend Eisenhower, wonderful president, at the time that he left his office, and he had been chief of the army out in the field, and he was chief of the army as president, and then he retired. And what did he retire to? He retired to another genius. Perhaps he was not as skilled as someone who had been doing it all their life, but his work was notable because he was notable. And Churchill, too, went into painting. So many people go into art. They go into creativity because their peak never ends. They may have been peaked at certain things in certain times in their life, but the peak never ends because they live in their birthday time. They're born new to every new and wonderful experience that comes their way. They're born gloriously into every experience that comes their way, and they are so happy. They are so fulfilled. They are so feeling everything is good and very good, and they know it. Yes, they know it. And because they know it, they enjoy it. And because they enjoy it, they have it. And because they have it, they are it. What is your prime time? What is the time of your life when everything is at a peak performance? What is your time in your life where everything is just too good to be true, if you want to use that phrase? And I don't recommend using that phrase because it's never too good to be true. It's, are we ready to understand it? Are we ready to accept it? Are we ready to claim it? Are we ready to be aware that it is so and it is so right now? Are we ready for that? And the answer is, yes, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready to live in prime time. We're ready to live at our finest and best. We're ready to live as a master at all times. We're ready to have the experience of a lifetime and truly enjoy everything that comes our way. We are ready. Now, in our readiness, are we enjoying everything that we are? In our readiness, do we realize that now is the acceptable time for my good? Now is the acceptable time for my good. Now I accept all things as my prime time. And now I live in the delight of my heart because I am the genius right now. I am the wholeness, the allness, the goodness right now. And how great that is. But it's my choice, and it's my wonderment, and it's my beingness that makes all the difference in the world. For that's who I am, and that's who I'll always be. And how wonderful that is. Thank you for joining me on Prime Time. My prime time is always. I'm always living to the highest and best, and life is a joy. I love you. I love you. I love you.